Low-cost travel is often mistaken for budget backpacking, hostels, instant noodles, photo at the gate and leave. But true low-cost travel pursues the lowest cost per unit of experience, not the lowest absolute spend. Same budget, right method, three times the depth, that is the craft's value. The core formula is simple: experience gained divided by total spent. Backpacking often sacrifices experience to save overnight hard seats, missed reservation-only museums, lowering the numerator, off-peak and miles raise experience while lowering the denominator, better stay, farther go, both sides optimized. Low-cost is not a synonym for cheap. It lets you spend at key points, one local meal, one refundable ticket, and save at redundant points, avoid peak premium, use points for rooms. Those who allocate beat those who merely compress, they go farther and more comfortably. The biggest hidden gain is traveling more often. When per trip cost drops, you no longer save a year for one trip, you go every quarter. Frequency compounds experience, you read price signals sharper, decide faster and better, building long-term personal travel finance advantage. Travel prices show clear peak-valley distribution through the year. Summer/winter breaks, golden weeks, Euro-US Christmas are fixed peaks, March, November, post-school windows are troughs. Same room, same flight, peak-trough gap 2 to 4 times, the most direct source of off-peak savings. Look not only at season but weekday. Depart Tuesday/wed, return sat often 20-30% cheaper than leave Friday return sun, hotels Sunday through Thursday cheaper than Friday through Saturday. Shifting the trip a few days on the calendar often yields real price cut with zero experience loss. Time flexibility is the cheapest lever. Also time of day. Red eye, first morning, late arrival are cheaper and save a night's stay. Museums before open or before close are less crowded and better. The essence of off-peak is treating time as a tradable resource, swapping flexibility for price rather than passively accepting peak pricing. The cost of off-peak is planning. You must lock trough windows ahead, not decide on impulse. Luckily, trough windows are many and stable. Split annual leave into several trough segments and enjoy low prices routinely, never crowding with peak season masses. Win-win on experience and wallet. To find cheap flights, set a flexible window first, then search. Use month view or price calendar. Circle low days within 2 weeks each side. Build vacation around them. Versus fixed date then search, average save 20-50% because the latter is held hostage by peak days and loses timing initiative. Connections and open jaws extend off peak. When non-stop premium is high, a third city connection is often 30-40% cheaper and adds a place to play. Open jaw, into A, out B, is often cheaper than round trip same point, fits road-linked city clusters. Trade space for price, the advanced move that also enriches the route. Keep airline membership and low fare alerts on. Set alerts on common routes and destinations, lock the instant low appears. Many deals last hours, human scraping is unrealistic. Let tools watch, turning info gap into savings gap is the key step, laziness here equals paying more. Watch baggage and change fees. Ultra-low fares often exclude checked bags and are non-refundable. If plans are uncertain, they cost more. Count total, fare plus bag plus expected change, that is the right comparison. Buy low off-peak, but buy the right low, not fooled by sticker, see landed total cost. Accommodation off-peak trick 1, city switch. Same country, hot tourist city versus adjacent secondary city can differ 2x, base in the cheap city, day train to hotspots, save the big chunk and see a more local side. Sleep cheap, play expensive structures the saving, experience is more real. Trick 2, zone switch. Same city, near station, old town edge, metro end are often 30-50% cheaper than core scenic, 10 minutes commute saves hundreds per night. Give location premium to daytime activity, at night only clean and safe matter. Lodging is for sleep not view, don't pay for the panorama. Trick 3, platform compare plus long stay discount. Same room differs across official site, OTA, member channel, 7 plus nights often get weekly discount. Incognito compare, watch member rates, often cheaper than one app loyal. Don't be lazy, compare minutes, save a night, diligence is the lowest cost saving input. Season switch is strongest, move summer destination to same latitude shoulder season, fewer people, lower price, better experience. Mediterranean crowded summer, cold winter, balanced late spring slash early autumn. Decouple where you want from right time, the top mindset of accommodation off-peak, most underrated move. Miles are not flown out but earned from daily spend. Route rent, phone, groceries through accrual cards and payments. An ordinary office worker silently earns one or two intercontinental round-trip bases a year. Build the earning base first, then redeem, order matters. Choose cards by total return, not single mile. Annual fee, redemption ratio, partner merchants, transfer paths all count. One strong cashback plus one airline co-brand often beats collecting many blindly. Concentrate spend on one or two main cards so points compound, scattering dilutes. Points have expiry and devaluation risk. Many programs quietly raise miles needed or set expiry. Rule, redeem when enough, don't hoard, treat miles as a depreciating currency, liquidity preserves value. Waiting is cost, don't regret after devaluation. Don't ignore family accounts and promo bonuses. Spouse/kids pooled accelerate, new routes, hotel promos often grant big bonuses. Standardize every pointable action, default member ID, default points payment, so earning automates, not by memory, small drops make an ocean. Miles are most valuable on premium cabins and long hauls. Econo.